USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump has hit Venezuela with a new round of financial sanctions as one of his last acts in office. The Treasury Department says the new round goes after three people and more than a dozen businesses that it accuses of helping Venezuela's state-owned oil company evade previous sanctions. Throughout his term, President Trump has maintained pressure to try and force Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro from power, including recognizing opposition politician Juan Guaido as the country's president. President Trump also made his farewell address to the nation on Tuesday. In a taped speech, the president telling the country that he fought for the idea that all Americans have a voice.
I took on the tough battles, the hardest fights, the most difficult choices, because that's what you elected me to do. We restored the idea that in America, no one is forgotten, because everyone matters and everyone has a voice.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
With hours to go before President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration, Tim Berg takes a look back at President Trump's inauguration day from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
As thousands of National Guard troops are currently stationed in Washington, D.C. to secure Joe Biden's inauguration, let's take a look back to the inauguration of President Trump. Violence flared on the streets of Washington, D.C. At least 200 people were arrested. Windows were smashed at businesses. People even torched a limo. Thousands of protesters fanned out across downtown Washington in the morning, including some who tried to block security checkpoints to the inauguration festivities. Protests also happened in other parts of the country, including San Francisco and outside Trump Tower in New York City. The group even used the hashtag DisruptJ20 on social media, and Twitter did nothing. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Whether it's COVID-19 itself or the fear of getting it, the number of workers calling in sick has nearly doubled since the pandemic began. John Clemens has the story from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
Absenteeism itself reached near epidemic levels in November, with almost 1.8 million workers calling in sick to their employers. Attorney Quentin Brogdon, a partner in Crane, Brogdon Rogers of Dallas, Texas, tells us absenteeism has caught the attention of the FBI because it can disrupt the nation's supply chain.
Absenteeism has the potential to shut down a factory or shut down a business. And so the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, has been involved and has warned employers to be on the lookout for fraud because it has the potential to disrupt interstate commerce. Therefore, it can be a federal crime.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Houston Astros all-star outfielder George Springer is taking his talents to the Great White North. Springer will reportedly sign a six-year, $150 million deal with the Toronto Blue Jays pending a physical. The three-time All-Star was a vital part of the Astros team that beat the LA Dodgers in the 2017 World Series, earning himself MVP honors. And University of Connecticut women's head basketball coach Gino Auriemma won his 1,099th career game, passing the late Tennessee Hall of Fame coach Pat Summitt for second all-time on the Division I wins list. He sits just 6 wins behind Stanford's Tara Vanderveer, who passed Summitt for the top spot earlier this season. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan DeRocky.